The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me.
That's a really Bing Crosby, baby.
Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree.
Bing Crosby with Joe Piscopo. Yeah, we're going to try to cover all of it, Christmas-wise. I was pleased when I walked to work. I had a meeting yesterday at the station, so I ran over. I ran from the hotel, was home, and then I came back in, and then I ran down Wall Street, and I saw the stock exchange is just beautifully decorated. I posted something online today. Just gorgeous, different colors, and a Christmas tree right there. Mm-hmm. I love it. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah, too, because it is Hanukkah. Just started yesterday. So it was really nice. So I got into the whole spirit, and then I posted something this morning.
The best time to go is tomorrow.
What?
Where? To see all the stuff down on Wall Street, because stock market is going to be closed tomorrow.
Oh, you're
so
right.
So the post office, because of the
George Bush
federal holiday tomorrow.
Yeah, sure, okay. Yeah. From President Trump, we appreciate that.
Right.
So we'll do that. But what I'm excited about is when I get Frank. Am I too anal about the presents? My Christmas presents a little bit. I get too crazy about
it. No, I mean you care about your loved ones. You want to make sure they have a happy holiday.
I obsess. You care. You're being kind when you say care. I obsess about the kids because all I remember when I was a kid in Bloomfield, New Jersey, and we would come down, and I don't know how my parents did it. I remember once I woke up, it was Christmas morning, and I woke up, and then I went, and I ran down the stairs, and then I saw my father reading the paper in the corner chair that he was sitting next to the fireplace there in Bloomfield, and I looked at Pop, and then I looked at the tree, nothing under the tree, nothing there, and Pop goes, "What? What are you doing? What are you doing up? It's Christmas Eve. You're supposed to be sleeping, waiting for Santa Claus." Pop goes like that. How did he not start, setting up under the tree? And you know what I'm saying? He was as calm as ever. My mother was probably in the kitchen wrapping the presents or something like that. But I love that. So with that spirit, I take it to my children. So I have each kid's presents all on the dining room table with specific wrapping. It's a problem. I think I was like, get Keith Ablow on the phone, please. I mean, really. I just want them to do right for the kids.
Yeah, I'm sure
they're good kids. And then when they open up the presents, and do I have enough presents? But you're saying Frankie Fibro is one present.
Well, look, I'm not a parent, so I'm the last person in a position to give parenting advice. But I think, that children would be better off, and people in general, would be better off with a diminished number of presents. My mother, when I was a child, would get me like an avalanche worth of presents. And in my own experience, I could tell you it led to me not really appreciating them than if I had just been given one. I found it that it facilitated, to this day, something that stays with me, a nature of entitlement and just greed. And so I really think it takes away from the true meaning of Christmas.
That you white privileged person, you.
Wait till Frank has kids. What do you mean I'm only getting one present? That's it.
No, but I don't
you
see.
You will appreciate it in later years.
That's right. Yeah. No, you know what? It might be a good
You don't see what, Frank?
No, I don't see what good it does. Mm-hmm. For me, I probably have about $20,000 worth of credit card debt, right? So I don't see what good it does for my loved ones for me to go into greater credit card debt to buy them something that they barely need.
What's another couple grand?
Well, right. I mean, I've had years where that I've viewed that. Now, there's certain one you have to get, obviously, Jerry something because he's our boss. You got to get Phil something.
What do you get these guys?
I don't know. They have everything. What else could you get them? Other than that, I'm really trying to make an effort to pare down my Christmas gift, my Christmas list significantly.
We'll go to the news.
Immediate family, bosses, you know, longtime companion. I think that's I'm trying to make that about it.
So I have Veniro pastries coming, I believe today, for the sales staff. This is the Veniro's on 11th Street. Oh, like the old days. So it's coming up.
Nice.
Cannolis, cookies, and everything else, all right?
It's very nice.
So that's something that I did for... I don't know what to get Jerry or Phil. What do you get the bosses? Starbucks gift card? What do you get?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Can we join together and get something together, maybe? We'll do something together?
Sure. That sounds good.
How about a picture of us with them? Signed.
Wow.
They would love that, right?
Yeah. Thrilling.
Jerry, thank you. Phil, thank you. I love you. No. Yeah, they go, yeah, that's nice. What do you get? How many presents do you get, Jack? Come on. Help me out.
Oh, well, Jack gives us a list, and then he gave me a list, and he said, I have the right to amend it, apparently, because at the end he said optional, like one of the gifts was optional. Meanwhile, there's 12.
He says optional.
Yeah, optional.
You get a gift.
And then he said, can I have the list back? And he said, can I have the list back?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I want to add a few more things. And he added two more things. So I've already purchased most of the stuff.
Tell us what your platonic friend said about the batter, about the pancake batter.
Oh, yeah.
Because Al's wife was kind enough. By the way, recovering from surgery.
By the way, my mom.
Excuse me. Recovering from surgery. She makes Al breakfast.
Once. This is the first time she made me breakfast in how long?
What does Al say? You opened the wrong batter!
I love my wife, but it's not like she's getting up every Saturday morning to make me breakfast.
It was like this Jake LaMotta yelling to his wife about the steak. You're going to burn it!
And by the way, my mom never bought me anything I asked for on my list. It was I said, Mom, I want this new Judas Priest album. No, Steve Winwood. He's cleaner. Okay. Thanks. Great, but I wanted that.
She has good taste, though.
She does. Man. She does. So, she has no idea.
So what did your platonic friend
said? She said, you're ridiculous with the batter. I'd shove it down your throat raw. Wow. Now, we've known each other for 35 years. She's allowed to tell me that, but yeah.
Well, your platonic friend, you mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would she make you breakfast, Al?
Actually, I made her breakfast years ago when we used to cut out of school.
Did you have a relationship with her before?
No. No, just friends.
You buying any of this just Ricky Fibro?
Just friends.
I'm not buying any.
She used to.
We should do a segment on the show. What do you get your Gumare for Christmas? What do you get the Gumare for Christmas? You should send that her.
Taking a break? Because I'll take the whole segment up.
Send her a batter. You should send her batter.
No,
that's funny.
No,
that was Aunt Jemima.
Her and I used to leave school in senior high school because
you used to cut school together.
We used to cut school together because our classes in the middle portion of the day we didn't need, so we'd go back to my house because it was empty, and I would make lunch or breakfast. I'd make pancakes or hamburgers or whatever, and my mom would come home and she'd go, "Who was cooking hamburgers in the house today?" I don't know what you're talking about, Mom.
Can you cut hamburgers? Class? It was great.
Because I only needed three classes to graduate in senior year. I didn't have to go in the middle portion of the day. So it wasn't worth my time.
Did you get a Christmas card for your Gumara? Did you get a Christmas card?
I get Christmas cards for everybody. I just mailed them out this morning. You'll be getting one.
Really? Yeah. In the mail?
In the mail.
I do mine electronically. That's very, very nice. Can I grab some calls?
Sure.
Hey, Andrew, good morning. Thanks for calling the show. What's on your mind this morning, my friend? Boom! Good two-load. Whoa! We still need the sound bite. We need that. Maybe Matt. The mats are working on it. God, too low.
We've been holding for an hour.
God, too low.
He called in from Thailand.
Well, reception was pretty good in Thailand, unfortunately.
He called in from Thailand and you whacked the guy on the air?
Sorry. Albert. No time for it.
No time.
Malaria.
Andrew, wait. Malaria. Do we have him back? Oh, yeah. he's calling back from Thailand.
You want to just pilot? Yeah.
We got to take the call. It's only going to cost him $30 to call right now.
What is this, 1985? It doesn't cost $30 to call.
Hello?
You got to put him on hold. All right.
Now, let me go to Michael in Brooklyn. Right, Michael, good morning. What's on your mind this morning, buddy?
Yeah, hi. It's been a long time since we've spoken. Let me pull over here.
Yes, be careful, please.
I'm calling.
Go ahead.
I did. I'm over. Yeah, I'm right near Michael's of Brooklyn. I drive every day. It is. That's why I give him a free plug. I'll tell you what's going on.
I wanted to call to
remind all of your Jewish listeners about some, safety issues for Hanukkah candles. Comes up every year, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay.
They should know. I happen to be an Orthodox rabbi. I'm not speaking as an authority. I'm on everybody to ask their own rabbis. But after half an hour of the candles being lit, you could blow them out. You don't need to leave them unattended. It's not a good idea. Make sure kids can't reach them. On Sabbath, of course, you can't blow them out. But, if they have, especially with a big family, there's things that can be done. If you really have to run, there are, leniencies. You can light them places where they're safer instead of by the window or something like that. So just take precautions, common sense things.
Yeah,
Do not leave the candles with kids.
Rabbi, because if I was of Jewish faith, I would ask that. How long do you have to keep the candles on? You're saying a half hour is good enough, correct, Rabbi?
The bare minimum. Of course, you just have to be, just be careful.
Vigilant. Great call, Rabbi. Thank you so much for calling. And what you need to get at the Michaels of Brooklyn early, you let us know. I'll make a phone call for you. Thank you very much, Rabbi.
Got to try the gefilte parmesan.
Yeah, there it is, man. We could make that up for the rabbi. Andrew in Thailand. Andrew, you're calling from Thailand?
Hey, what's up, Joe? Is he coming through?
Yeah, I got you. I loud and clear. What are you doing in Thailand?
That's where my wife and we're having a great party. It's not really a Christmas country. There's Buddhism, but I lost my father. This is my first year without him, so it's good to be with my father.
Sorry about that.
He just retired.
All right, what's on your mind this morning? What's on your mind this morning, Andrew?
I suppose radio. But I just wanted to call with Gart Gardiner. He really annoys me because he says he's
Hey, Andrew, you know what? Thank you for listening in Thailand.
I mean,
he's kind enough. Yeah, there was kind of like a delay thing there,
It was
when Donald Trump called Thailand, there was no problem.
He's probably using Skype to listen or whatever. And it's
he called Thailand or Taiwan?
Taiwan.
It was close. It was a Thai thing. It was a Thai thing. So, but Andrew, thank you for listening in Thailand. We appreciate that. His wife's from Thailand? That's it. So we understand that I got. So thank you so much. Let me go to Albert before we break. Albert, I have an Albert in front of me. I got an Albert on the phone. Albert, good morning. What's on your mind this morning, buddy?
Good morning, everyone. I heard Al a little earlier. I agree with him 100% about the Joe Esposito thing.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you, you lose a guy like Joe Esposito. The guy was a cop's cop.
That's right.
I had been in meetings with him throughout my career when I was with the sanitation department. Joe Esposito is a guy who had contacts with all different law enforcement agencies. And in a city like New York City, where you have threats of terrorism and all that, how do you allow a guy like that to go?
Thank you.
That is disgraceful.
Thank you. Al, you're right on the money. Thanks for your service with the sanitation department. I love you for that. So I reached out to Joe Esposito. And I emailed him, and I don't think he'll mind me telling you. I said, we'd love to get you on the air. What happened? And to give us exactly what happened, the mayor went to Vermont, Frankie Five Boroughs.
Yeah.
And then he directs his deputy mayor to...
Supposedly. I mean, the mayor is doing a press conference this afternoon at 3 p.m. with the police commissioner, and then a press availability. So you could bet he's going to be answering some questions about this today.
And Joe Esposito, his official title is the Office of Emergency Management.
Commissioner of the Office of Emergency Management.
He texts me back.
Former chief of department of the NYPD.
And this guy is, and Al's right, a stellar public servant in Joe Esposito, a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Every city should only be so lucky to have a Joe Esposito working for City Hall. And Joe said, "But you see how classy he is?" I said, "Joe, come on the program. Tell us exactly what happened." He says, "Thanks, Joe. I got to let the boss," meaning Mayor de Blasio, "do his 3 p.m. presser first, and I would love to come on maybe tomorrow." Okay?
Great.
You see the respect he shows?
That's awesome.
You see the respect he shows? That's the Joe Esposito
that we love. Respect that the mayor did not show
by sending
a deputy mayor to fire the man, blaming him for a snowstorm that is all Mayor de Blasio's fault.
That's right.
He should have had people out there sooner.
Thank you.
You want to blame the commissioner of sanitation, who before this was doing a fantastic job.
Catherine Garcia does a great job. Yes, she does.
The mayor gave her another responsibility, which may or may not have taken her away from her primary duty as being the commissioner of sanitation. They dropped the ball systematically, and it's not Joe Esposito's fault. He's being made out to be the fault.
At least New Jersey did a good job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They keep voting in those progressive socialists.
What a, I tell you.
Hey, Governor Phil Murphy coming at you.
Curtis Ellis.
Important piece of advice, the biggest caution to give you is please, if you can, stay in.
Thank you.
This is a good moment to get off the roads, stay in your
homes. Prefer get the hell off the beach.
Get off the, he's making this announcement while people are on the road stuck. Get off the road.
Yeah,
where are they supposed to go?
Curtis Ellis is going to join us. Curtis is senior policy advisor with America First Policies, and this man will meticulously break down all of the great things that President Trump has done this week alone. Mike Gallagher this hour as well. Then Professor Alan Dershowitz will join us next hour. I love it.
I love when Al gets mad at the governor.
he gets mad at the governor, and then he gets mad at his wife when she makes the batter.
She opened another batter. There's two open already. Don't open the third.
Thanks for breakfast, honey.
Fired up.
Thanks for breakfast,
thanks
honey.
For breakfast. Another waste. Sorry.
Al, just stay in the kitchen. You're better off.
Yeah. That's right. I should have made the pancake. Yes, don't make them. I got it. I'll take care of them.
Yeah, you should have. I love that. That's wonderful.
Oh, we love our
first
big
world
Al.
Problem.
We love our big Al. Debbie, how are we doing out there traffic-wise? 20 minutes after 8 o'clock with Debbie on the roads on, and Curtis Ellis coming up on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, 33 is closed at Colts Neck Road in Howell. It's all due to an accident with a down pole and down wires. We're still seeing some slowdowns on 202 northbound getting up through Branchburg with an accident being cleared. Inbound side of the GWB, an earlier accident cleared down to 35 there. Lincoln 30, Holland 30. Traffic is still moving slowly as you head to 80 West getting out toward Elmwood Park. A couple of accidents cleaned up. It's going to be stop and go on the westbound Bruckner at the Deegan with a stalled car. And traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you on the LIE West at Maurice Avenue with an accident just cleared out of the way. This report is sponsored by Eggland's Best, the best cage-free eggs. Your family will love cage-free eggs, and that means only buying Eggland's Best. More great taste and quality, superior nutrition, too. For cage-free at its best, it's only Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Partly cloudy today, high in the 40s. And looks like for tomorrow, we're going to see cloudy skies with a high of 39. Mostly cloudy Thursday with a high of 41. Alternate side parking in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. You know what? I use Eggland eggs, just saying. But I would like to tell you about Quip toothbrush now. Quip is the great. I'll tell you. I'm here to tell you about what's on everyone's list this year. It's Quip. This is something that you will use twice a day, and it was featured on Oprah's O List, and it's the perfect for it, the gift for everyone with a mouth. The It Gift is Quip, an electric toothbrush designed to make brushing better. See, I love this. It comes in a very, very ergonomic sleeve that you put in. It's easy to use in the morning. It's so quiet. They have totally reinvented the electric toothbrush. It's cost-effective. I'm going to tell you all about Quip. Sensitive sonic vibrations makes it gentle enough for your sensitive gums. It's got a built-in timer with guiding pulses to remind you when to switch sides. It's the gift that keeps refreshing with brush heads automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months. For how much? You ready for this? $5. Yeah, come on. You can even gift prepaid refills for a year to make sure that whoever you're giving a gift to don't use those old worn-out bristles, you know? Quip looks like a big-ticket tech gift with a stocking stuffer price, starting at just $25. You got to go to getquip.com/Piscopo, please. Getquip.com/Piscopo. You get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. But you don't have to tell your giftee that, right? That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/Piscopo.
This is Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Remember, Obama lost more than 60 seats in the House when he was president. So relax. The next 2 years, they're going to show themselves for who they are. And then, biggest conclusion of all, 2020 is going to be a cakewalk.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Coming to this station January 1st, AM 970. The Answer.
The Seton Hall Pirates are coming off a 5-point loss and a nail-biter against Louisville on Saturday. Junior Miles Powell finished with a game-high 23 points in the setback, the fourth time he's topped 20 points in a game already this season. Michael Enzi and Sandro Mamukelashvili also scored in double figures for the Pirates. Two games are on tap for the Pirates this week. The Hall will host New Hampshire at the Prudential Center on Tuesday. Game time is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. On Saturday, the Hall will take on National Power Kentucky for the first time since 1988 at Madison Square Garden in the City Hoops Classic. That one begins at noon. Tickets for both contests can be purchased by visiting Ticketmaster.com. Of course, you can hear all of the action on the radio with Gary Cohen and Dave Popkin on the call on your home for Seton Hall men's basketball, AM 970, The Answer. With the Seton Hall Minute, I'm Matt Sweeney.
I got to tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. Rabbi, if you're standing by out there, you're driving around, you want to go to Michael's of Brooklyn, we will get you in there for an early lunch. We will. I love Michael's of Brooklyn, one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of the United States of America, not just Brooklyn. But you got to check out the gift boxes. If you go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com, I have given the gift. I remember I took one over to Neil Cavuto, and it makes such a great impression, you know. And it's got all the goodies in it, and it's just beautifully put together. Gift boxes from Michael's of Brooklyn. You're going to love it. Everyone on your gift list can enjoy the pastas married with the same sauce that they make right there in Brooklyn, please. That sauce that's made with all natural ingredients at Michael's of Brooklyn. All the sauces are certified gluten-free, certified non-GMO, and giving you a product that's as healthy as it is flavorful. They make the sauce right there in Brooklyn. You got to love that. And then when you add a tray or two of their delicious cookies, boom, forget about it. You have a holiday gift that's truly worth celebrating. Check out michaelsofbrooklyn.com, please. Michaelsofbrooklyn.com. You could also call Fred and Marianne and Michael to stand them by. And Johnny, 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic taste of Italy for over 50 years.
Due to the game, Kevin McCullough Radio today at 420 on AM 970, The Answer. Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
I'll have a blue, blue Christmas without you.
Nobody better than Johnny Cash, Curtis, right? I mean, all around. I'm a Frank Sinatra guy, but I love rock and roll from the 60s. Mm-hmm. Lord knows we played enough. But Johnny Cash, man.
Oh, yeah, with the egg-sucking dog. He's great.
What was that?
That's one of his songs.
It was. You're right. You're good. A Boy Named Sue, you remember that? That was a big hit.
Or One Piece at a Time with his Cadillac.
Yeah. And you're the man in black today.
There
Look
I
at
am.
You. Oh, I love
it's
that.
It's in honor of Johnny Cash.
There it is, man. Hey, Curtis, thanks for always posting. Because you put out those tweets and those emails, and it explains what the president is doing. Because the press doesn't cover it properly; they just let it go. He and I said, and we may George H.W. Bush rest in peace, mm-hmm. and may we pay respects at the Capitol today.
Yep.
But the president at the G20 crushed it. He was great, as any president would. You barely hear about this at all. No. Give us the breakdown, what happened and why it was good for America.
All right. Well, first, they signed the treaty, the new NAFTA.
USMCA.
USMCA.
Yeah, I love it.
Which sounds like a Village People song or something. I'm not sure.
We can do that. USMCA. I love it.
And
Al, you could be the Indian.
I'm in one of those moods, Curtis. I'm sorry.
And so that started out with that. They actually had Justin Trudeau and President Trump on the same stage.
We're not wild, though.
Like you've never seen them before. Yeah.
But Justin Trudeau is very well behaved.
Yeah, and it was a mystery.
Cute little guy that he is.
Yes. Up to the last minute, they didn't know if he was going to come or not, but he decided, well, I guess I better be there, otherwise it'll only get worse.
Yeah.
So, and then he met with President Xi of China and Xi Jinping. Now it's, I don't know what to say. It's game day. It's showtime. It's crunch time. Came to an understanding, not an agreement, but they said, look, we'll hold off on the tariffs for 60 days. Instead of January 1st, they'll go in on March 1st. Mm. But we've got to make some real agreements here. We'll give you 90 days, folks. 90 days. The clock is ticking. And let's make some real agreements on intellectual property theft,
subsidized industries, cyber espionage, forced technology transfer, everything China's been doing for the last 30 years.
Yeah, yeah.
We now have 90 days to actually make some substantive agreements. Because, look, the Chinese have been slow-walking us, talking us to death for 30 years. Yes, we will endeavor to make... recognize the importance of the structural reforms that are necessary. They've been saying that for 30 years while they've been ripping us off. Now we've got a real deadline here, and we've got a real negotiator, Bob Lighthizer, the U.S. Trade Representative, the toughest, smartest guy in the administration, is leading the negotiations. No freakazoid who's never talked to the Chinese before. This guy has negotiated with the Japanese. Now, there are some other tough customers.
And he knows how
to deal with these people.
Interesting about China, though. I heard a news reporter say on television yesterday, China's goal is to become the economic superpower by 2030. But they don't want to just be the economic superpower. They want to take over the world.
That's right.
That's why they're building the South China Seas up. And Pete, your buddy, Gordon Chang, Peter Navarro, knows that. They know that there's a danger militarily. And I'm convinced that Donald Trump knows this and was warned about this. And that's why he's being so hardline with China. And I think it's the best thing that could
happen. The day before he went down to Buenos Aires, he sat down with Michael Pillsbury, the author of The 100-Year Marathon.
Look at that.
You have to read that book. Everybody in the audience, you want to know what's going on with China, read The 100-Year Marathon. Michael Pillsbury is the smartest guy in the room when it comes to China. He speaks Mandarin fluently.
Wow.
He went over with Nixon to China. I mean, and he's been involved in China policy ever since. Nobody knows more than this guy.
Yeah.
They are a threat. They want to be the number one superpower in the world. They had an op-ed in the Washington Post the other day about the digital surveillance system the Chinese have, right, where they watch everything you buy, everything you post on Facebook. And if you don't toe the party line, you can't buy a plane ticket, you can't get on a train, you never get a job, your kids won't get into school, you and your children and great-grandchildren five generations down will be banished to Siberia or the Gobi Desert or someplace.
They're buying
colleges. And there's a piece in the Washington Post saying, oh, this is a good thing, actually. It's a very clever thing. That's what the world will be. See, we gotta not get lost in the weeds here, folks. China does not respect private property. They will always rip us off because that's what communism is. There is no private property with communism.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all ours.
Yeah,
it all belongs to the party.
Yeah.
And if they get to that place where they want to be, you can kiss freedom, kiss democracy goodbye for your children, your grandchildren forevermore. Our great-grandparents, our grandparents, our parents in my age, landed on the beaches of Normandy to protect freedom and democracy. Now we're debating, do we want to pay another 50 cents for a toaster oven to defend democracy?
That's right.
I mean, come on.
That's exactly right.
That's what's at stake.
It's scary, too. People don't know. They do it under the radar. They do it quietly.
Yeah.
And if you didn't have President Trump there to watch out for it, it's very, very scary. But now are these tariffs, what's happening? We have a deadline. The deadline is when?
90
January?
Days. They were going to go from 10% to 25% tariff on January 1st. Mm-hmm. It's now been pushed back 60 days. So we have 90 days. The clock started December 1st. So if we don't have a signed agreement, honest, honorable, that you can enforceable mechanism for China to change its ways, the tariffs go up to 25%. And like I said before, 25% tariff. So far, there's zero tariffs because the Chinese have been devaluing their currency all along. And they've been getting they've been absorbing the price of these tariffs. We'll see. We'll see if the Chinese will negotiate in good faith, something they haven't done
yet. Has China given any indication of what changes they are willing to make?
No. That's the interesting thing. Yeah. We put out a statement. President Trump and the White House put out a statement after the dinner. Mm-hmm. And the Chinese put out a statement. Completely different. They said nothing about a 90-day timetable. They said nothing about what they would do. Our statement talked about structural changes, addressing these problems. The Chinese said, we will buy more American goods according to market demand. Right? So if we need it, we'll buy it. That's all they agreed to. We said, if there's no agreement in 90 days, the tariffs go up. They said, we will have negotiations to eliminate tariffs altogether, and there will be no new tariffs. They didn't say anything about 90 days. So it's not off to a good start, but we'll see. Because, again, they may not want to say this publicly, what they'll actually do.
This has to be approved by both houses of Congress rather than just the U.S. Senate? Just the Senate?
Not even.
Really?
Well, the Mexico agreement has to be approved by both houses.
Yeah.
This stuff with China,
yeah.
Complete negotiation by the executive.
Really?
That's right.
So it's in the president's hands, which
That's
is great.
That's right.
I just love the way he sits across from Xi at dinner like that. And you know Xi's going, who is this guy? You know
they
he's
haven't figured
that.
Him out.
You know,
they have
know.
Not figured
it's
this
great,
guy
man.
Out at all. It's great.
Oh, man, you know? See, it was just, it's good to see because it's very scary. You said it, Curtis. When I read what you send out. The ports, they want, and they came to, and you're listening, I speak to you listening now, and you know, I've said this before, they came to me, they want to bring in ports in Jersey, they want to distribute things, you got to be careful because they want to own the ports.
They want to own the ports, they've been buying them all around the world, and they don't buy them
Why
outright.
Why would they do that,
They
Curtis,
come into though? An agreement when then the terms are so unfavorable that people end up defaulting on the payments, and
yeah.
Then, okay, well, we'll just take it over.
That's where they're lending money all over the world, correct?
That's right.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So we're lucky to have you and the president in charge. Curtis Ellis.
Bob Lighthizer and Peter Navarro. Yeah. And we got some realists, people who understand. And Michael Pillsbury sat down with the president for an hour and a half.
Wow.
Before they went down there. It's a tough team.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
got the best team. We have the A team on our side.
Yeah, Curtis, listen, we appreciate you coming in, my friend. Keep the fight, my brother.
And
great
Thanks,
job,
Joe,
always.
For everything you're doing. You're letting people know.
We're trying to open it up, Curtis. Thank you, my friend. God bless you, man. Piscopo in the morning. Mike Gallagher's coming up. But let's go to Big Al Gattulo. He has the headline news live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
37 degrees at 8:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City Transit President Andy Byford revealing new numbers that show fare evasion on subway and buses is skyrocketing. In an MTA board meeting, Byford said the city lost $215 million from fare beaters on subways and buses this year. That's up $110 million from 2015. The MTA vows to crack down on fare beaters with special response teams, especially on buses in Staten Island and the Bronx, where incidents are highest. He also said major budget cuts are in store, like cleaning subway cars less often and a reduction of bus service. State Commissioner of Health Dr. Sharif El Nahal is saying two children had died and several more were affected by adenovirus before the health department was ever notified of an outbreak at the Wanacue Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation in Haskell. During testimony given yesterday at a New Jersey State Senate hearing, El Nahal explained that a new internal policy now mandates that both he and his deputy be informed of any outbreaks involving pediatric deaths. He also explained that it's possible the source of the virus at Wanacue may never be known. According to El Nahal's office, the immune-compromised children being treated at the Wanacue Center are not eligible for the vaccine intended for the particular strain that caused the outbreak. In sports, Knicks came up short in a 110-107 loss to the Wizards. Nets gave up a dunk by Alec Burks in the closing seconds, lost 99-97 to the Cavaliers. The Devils fell behind 3-0 midway through the game, lost 5-1 to the Lightning. Devils have lost six straight, last in the East with 23 points. Monday Night Football, Eagles kept their playoff hopes alive at 28-13 win over the Redskins. We've got college hoops tonight on The Answer. Seton Hall takes on New Hampshire, tip-off 6:20, AM 970. The Answer, you can listen to that game right here. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got The Answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Expect delays on the LIE West and Maurice Avenue with an accident. Westbound belt slowing down at Kennedy Airport. Accident there on the Grand Central Parkway westbound right past the LIE. A crash. It's going to be stop and go on the Jackie Robinson eastbound getting out toward Jamaica Ave with a crash there as well. And the westbound Bruckner at the Deegan. A disabled car. Traffic is moving slowly at the inbound side of the GWB with an accident just cleared, but about an hour in at the George Washington Bridge, Lincoln 35, Holland about 40, Garden State Parkway south of 143, an accident, 80 West, exit 63, a crash. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you as you head to 18 northbound, getting up toward Route 1 because of earlier problems, and the Sawmill south at Roaring Brook Road into Chappaqua, a collision. Partly cloudy today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Make your Burlington store your one-stop holiday shop. Save on great gifts for everyone like watches, gift baskets, wireless audio, sweaters, drones, toys. The brands you love, up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, gifts for everyone.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. Can I tell you about Mike Lindell? I love Mr. Mike Lindell. True patriot, true man of faith. and what he has gone through in his life, the way he has recovered to be, I mean, one of the great Americans of our time. Truly, Mike Lindell, so dedicated to this country, so dedicated to his faith. Then he comes up with MyPillow, right? So now he loves you. He loves you. I'm telling you, he loves AM 970. He's been here since day one, Mr. Lindell has. So, you know, his pillows are fantastic. But now MyPillow has an incredible mattress topper that gives you total body support and a great night's sleep every single night. The MyPillow mattress topper made of three layers that helps you give you the support you need. I have to tell you, too, my days are so crazy at home when I'm running around. And then I go, Otis is good, my dog. He goes, I said, come on, Otis, man, we gotta turn in, man. I get to bed early if I can. And I look forward to laying on the bed just to relax because I have I have the mattress topper on my mattress. The reason I have it because I'm too cheap to buy mattresses. Because do you see the price of those mattresses? Forget about it. Boom. No, just go to MyPillow.com and you will check out a 30% off discount from Mike Lindell for the MyPillow mattress topper, plus two free standard size MyPillows. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Now, you're thinking, I'm not sure, Joe. Do I get the mattress topper? What are you doing? Listen, you got nothing to lose. There's a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee from Mike Lindell. And it's made in America. 800-651-0798. Or just go to MyPillow.com. If you're driving, please remember Joey on the radio. MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Hey, this is Michael Medved for American Federal Rare Coin and Bullion. If you've bought or sold gold coins and bullion, then you know that many dealers claim to be competitive when they're selling you the coins. And they claim to pay top dollar when they're buying them. But how do you know if their claims are even true? American Federal has been in business for 37 years, and I can tell you from personal experience, they really do pay more for your coins. Don't be fooled by other dealers who claim to pay the highest prices. It's usually just a ploy to get you into their office so they can trade you up to coins that are heavily marked up. It may seem like these other dealers are offering to pay more, but in reality, they're overcharging you on the trade. American Federal will always give you a firm cash price when buying your coins. Then, if you want to purchase gold, silver, or other coins, you'll buy them at American Federal's wholesale price. No inflated claims, just true top dollar. Before you accept an offer anywhere else, call American Federal Rare Coin and Bullion. Call toll-free 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
What are we doing? Oh, hi. Hey, thank you, Al. Oh, hey, Perillo to Italy. I'm just saying, please, why choose Perillo to plan that once-in-a-lifetime trip to Italy? I will tell you why. Perillo Tours have been operating for 74 continuous years. Perillo only contracts for first-class and deluxe hotels, which are centrally located for ease of travel. Each hotel is personally inspected by Steve Perillo himself for comfort and convenience. Imagine walking out of your hotel and you're right on the Spanish Steps, right? Or a minute from Venice's iconic St. Mark's Square, or right in the center of the historic district of Florence. Oh, you got to go to Firenze. Just beautiful. Comfort and convenience, that is the hallmark of a Perillo tour, taking all the stress out of traveling with a never-lift-a-finger vacation. Steve is so dedicated, man. When I talk to Steve, he's so dedicated. He's going to give you the best tour that you can't even imagine when you go to Italy. Now, be the first 10 people. We tell you this every day. You got to do this today, please, for Joey, because this is great. The first 10 people to request a brochure today will receive a bottle of Botticelli premium quality extra virgin olive oil. Botticelli Foods, the art of Italian flavor. Limit one per household, please. Go to BotticelliFoods.com to see their full line. Call for your 2019 Italy brochure at 888-PERILLO. 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O, or please visit PerilloTours.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo, mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
Wow, that's early.
Since we've no place to go, Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Mr. Sinatra with Joe Piscopo, 844 on AM 970. The answer, 877-970-2999. Mike Gallagher will join us in a couple minutes. Mike's on at 10:05. You don't want to miss Mike Gallagher. And, I have to mention this to Mike. We were chatting on the phone, and it was my mother's birthday. So I took the opportunity to say, Mike, could I ask you a favor? Could you please say happy birthday to my mom? Only I would do it. I put the speakerphone on.
That's very nice. I'm sure she appreciated
it. Michael.
That.
She called him Michael. Michael Gallagher.
Michael, nice. Thank you so much. I listen all the time.
Mike Gallagher was, my mom listens to the iPhone. I told you this. She listens to her son, Joseph, on the iPhone every morning. Thank you, Mom. I love you for that. So then she couldn't turn the iPhone off. Sometimes you can't turn the iPhone. It freezes up and it keeps it on. So she just left it on, put the phone in her purse, went to Food Town with Mike Gallagher on, following us. So people are listening. Is that Mike Gallagher? Yes, it was. So Mike Gallagher will come up momentarily. Also, Alan Dershowitz was great with Tucker Carlson last night.
Watching a little bit of the top of the hour, right on the money.
Yeah, Tucker.
Smart guy. You know what's so refreshing about Alan Dershowitz is he's intellectually consistent, right? He doesn't change his position on the issues, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat saying or doing something.
The song we have to do for Alan when he comes up, for Professor Dershowitz, when I was 17, that was because he likes that song. It's his favorite song. We got to get him to a live concert.
I think his favorite song is from Porgy and Bess.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
What song?
I don't remember off the top of my head. I have it in my records. I think it's Porgy.
I should know. And it's like, I thought it was the Frank Sinatra Very Good Year, or My Way. He likes My Way, too. We know. 8:45 with Joe on the radio. So, Frankie Fibros, the rest of the news that we should break down that we're not.
It's summertime from Porgy and Bess.
That was from Porgy and Bess. I should know. I'm embarrassed. I should have known that. That is a great song.
It is.
What would you suggest? Summertime or Very Good Year?
I will
give us a call.
Let us
know what we should play for you. Professor Dershowitz. I would say anything Frank Sinatra. I'm always for that. Hey, so James Comey is testifying. How does it get here, Frankie Fibros? And we'll be talking to Alan Dershowitz about this in the 9 o'clock hour. James Comey's expected to testify before House Republicans sometime this week. Republicans are expected to ask him about his role in the Hillary Clinton email investigation and the Russia investigation. Why didn't this happen over the last 2 years? Why are they're like cramming everything last minute? You know what happens? No matter what the House decides, it doesn't matter because it's going to be all new in January. And this is just a show from the Republicans. And I tell you, I don't like to criticize anybody, Democrats or Republicans, but they had the time to do it. They had the time. Do you blame Jeff Sessions?
He has no control over congressional hearings.
Yeah, but he could have gone after. If he didn't recuse himself, he probably could have gone after Hillary Clinton. I'm just saying. I don't know. You know better than I do, Frankie. But the fact of the matter is, Comey is now. They could have gone over after him 2 years ago, and they didn't. Now they're doing a show. Nothing's going to come of this.
Well, I tend to think you're probably right. I mean, look, he did testify at a number of congressional hearings, and I think that, you know, the way that James Comey has behaved his entire career, but especially the last year and a half, it tells me that he's less interested in public service, the country, and the truth than he is in his own personal aggrandizement.
Good point.
I mean, in the midst of an investigation of something that's very important, he chooses to write a book about
Why
not wait till the investigation's over?
Yeah.
Then write your book.
Yeah, well said, Frankie Fibros. 847. Debbie's on the roads. Mike Gallagher coming up. Debbie, how we doing out there this morning, my dear?
I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank, Alan, everybody. Let's take a spin, see what's happening here as you head over to the Hudson River crossings. Had that earlier accident at the GWB. That's clear. 35 in there. Lincoln 30. Holland about 25. It's busy on 287 South, exit 43. Heading down toward Parsippany with a collision. 17 South of Passaic Street. Rochelle Park, an accident there to deal with. 202 heading north into Old York Road. Heading up through the area of Branchburg, that's an accident as well. Traffic is slowing down for you as you head to the West Side Highway, south down through the 90s. Northbound West Side in the 90s, it's an accident. It's very busy on the LIE West at Maurice Avenue with an accident still working there. That's been out there for a while. Eastbound LIE slowing down at Glen Cove Road with an accident cleared out of the way. And it's still stop and go southbound Thruway 13, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. 287 eastbound at the Hutch, it's an accident on the shoulder. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, the answer.
Larry Elder just wants you to have the facts.
Obama routinely banned nude photographers from official events, subverted the press in a number of ways, posted the worst record in history for fulfilling requests for public records under the Freedom of Information Act.
But Trump is, he pulled the hard press pass of Jim Acosta.
Really? The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable. Every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough, and I want you to try a free sample of CoQ10ergy, and every person that hears me right now can do it. Not only that, when you go to kmcfree.com to get yours along with free shipping, you'll automatically be registered for a once-a-month giveaway of a free case of CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and energize with the most absorbable CoQ10 on the market. You can enter by heading over to kmcfree.com. Get your free sample and register to win your free case. That's kmcfree.com. Or head over to am970theanswer.com and click on the banner that says CoQ10ergy.
Hey, Piscopo in the Morning telling you about Route 22 Toyota. We got 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes right here. You know, I'll give you, oh my goodness gracious, do I give you the, you know what, 5 minutes. I'll give you 8:56. How about that? It's 8:51 right now. I'm trying to be legitimate here, but you know, we always give you more than 5 minutes. First five callers, next 5 minutes plus. You'll get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota if you call 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. All you got to say is, Joey sent me. And Alex Kinsella will be there. He'll give you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now we want you to get into the smart way to service. So if you're the first five callers, one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. All European models are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949, free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Check out this brand new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You're going to love Route 22 Toyota, please, the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, located on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
It's Jay Sekulow Live, airing at 5:20 p.m. due to the game on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher live in the studio. I love you, Mike. You're the best.
How are you?
First
look
of all,
you looking
welcome.
Like a million bucks.
Oh,
I love the,
thank you.
The red and black stripe.
It is. And with
the
my
pocket square.
With do you recognize who that is?
On oh, the Gipper on your socks.
Oh, those are the socks I bought you.
I wore my Trump socks that you gave me yesterday.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I bought those.
Thank you, Alcatulo
nice.
Buying socks.
So I have Trump
this.
Socks.
Mike, he'll get it. So I have this stuff. When I go do we do makeup, and I was in L.A. They gave me this stuff, style edit. So if there's like a light white spot in your balding spot in your head, you could cover it with this thing called Style Edit. Now,
oh,
no, no, look at it. I want to spray it on Al's head.
No.
Root
yes.
concealer. No. Do you have any roots you want to conceal?
No, I look. It's all growing back. I'm trying to get the mohawk going.
Listen, when I've done some theater, there, you know, I've got a big bald spot. I look like kind of Friar Tuck, but there's a product
Friar
called...
Tuck.
It is. But I got a round little thing. It's really bad because my hair looks normal from the front and the back. Yeah. They have a thing called Topics.
That's what he used.
Oh, and that and this ball, they're all.
Did you want some?
It's this powder, and it goes away. It looks like I got a full head of hair.
I live on it.
Now, when it rains, of course, you got brown in your eyes. It looks like mascara
running. But it's much better than GLH that Ron Popeil used to.
Really?
Joe Borelli lives on that.
Really?
He wears it around the house now. His wife thinks his hair's grown back.
I mean, I can't imagine wearing that in real life, but on stage, it works.
Topics, Style Edit, we got you covered.
We got it all covered.
You know, I'm pre-plugs. This is just postponing the inevitable.
Between the hair... The teeth. I mean, I got to get the white teeth. The tan. I got to keep up with you because you look like $1 million.
No,
you do.
It's all
I'm
fake.
A schlubby. Frumpy.
$750,000.
I walk in the door. I just fall right apart at home.
You take it all apart. The hair comes off. Everything.
The dog doesn't even recognize me when I walk
Who's
in.
That? Who's that, Daddy? Not you, bro. What happened to Daddy?
But, hey, Mike. Thank you. We had a chat. And we're on the phone. I just talked about it on the air a couple times this morning. And it was my mom's birthday. And I put you on the speakerphone. I said, Mike, do you mind?
Well, you've been a big help. Oh. And the reason I called you, Chris, I've had this horrible, horrible
identity
theft.
Did you talk about it on the air?
I'm starting to a little bit because at this point, nothing's going to happen other than the fact that I got to try to stay one step ahead of the bad guys.
But it'll help other people in the same situation.
In a nutshell, a bad guy, somehow the cops think, and the NYPD has been great, they think somebody got a piece of my mail. Got my name, then figured out somehow my number. And this is the key.
Wow.
He ported my phone number on my cell phone from my cell phone to his device. In the 10 minutes it took me to get back to the cell phone company, because I was in the middle of a conversation, and the service went out, he ported my line to his line, a
different
device.
Ported means he lifted it.
He stole the number. He took my number. He had it. Put it over to his phone number. They think that he went to one of these third level sellers. You know, not the actual cell phone companies, but you see these places up on 10th Avenue. They have deals with all the phone companies, but they're not the actual phone companies. They think he knows somebody there. Anyhow, stole the number. In the 10 minutes he had my number, he called my bank. That's a big authentication factor when he uses, it's in other words, he says, I'm Michael Gallagher, and he's calling from my line. And that proves to them that they think he's me. He gets them to send him a 5-digit code to change the password.
Which comes to his phone.
Which goes to the phone, which he now has in that 10 minutes where I'm without service.
Yeah.
I'm frantically trying to get my service back. They send him the code. He changes the password. He gets access to my online banking. The next day, this guy, this monster, and they've even got a description of him, of course, he walks into a branch in one of the busiest parts of Manhattan and says, hello, I'm Michael Gallagher. I'd like to withdraw $25,000 from my checking account.
Man.
He has a driver's license with my name and his picture on it from a Texas driver's license. He had a bank card, Joe, a secondary form of ID from some bank that I don't do business with my name stenciled on it. Now, they knew something was up because they'd already, thank goodness, I'd been on top of it. So they're trying to stall the guy. And they wind up, he runs, he leaves.
They knew it.
They knew something was wrong. The bank manager said, leaves, and he leaves the ID and the cards behind. So they have that. The problem is the banks, there's such bureaucracy, and the phone companies are such bureaucracy, they make the NYPD send a subpoena. That takes 2 months.
They won't release
the driver's license to the detective who's trying to work on this without a subpoena. The subpoena takes. He says, Mike, it's going to be a 2-month process.
So is your money frozen now? Like
He didn't get the money, and I've changed everything, and I've changed. Here's the key. One tip here.
Yeah,
shred
yeah.
everything.
Wow.
I bought a shredder that night.
Wow.
I got a big heavy-duty shredder because that's how they do it. They find a discarded piece of mail. Find your name, and then they can create a trail and figure out who you are.
And you're the nicest guy in the world. This has got to happen.
Well,
you're working
awful.
Every day. The amount of money you had in the bank, I'm impressed with that.
Listen, you know what I did do? Funny story. I had a little bit more than the $25,000 in the bank. I was so afraid, I took all the money out in cash, in satchels. I thought I looked like a drug dealer and brought it across to my house. I put it in my safe because I thought
in the mattress.
I was afraid he was going to get into the county under my mattresses. I mean, it was unbelievable.
But everything's okay now.
Make sure Geraldo doesn't come knocking.
Everything's okay.
Oh, well, so far, I mean, they haven't got the guy, so I got the finest police department in the world.
You can talk about it today in the radio a little bit?
And by the way, Joe Piscopo, you helped me with that, with the NYPD in a big way. And I'm grateful to you.
No, but we are very proud of the NYPD.
Thank you.
Ah, Mike, we love you, man.
Love you guys.
Mike Gallagher, 10:05. Professor Alan Dershowitz coming up. Piscopo in the morning. We're coming right back at you. Don't go away, please.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
36 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Winter coming to the New York City subway system. MTA is issuing a limited edition Game of Thrones Metro card. You'll be able to buy one starting today at certain vending machines at Park Avenue, Lexington, 3rd Avenue on the 42nd Street line. The cards will feature some of the most memorable moments from the past seven seasons ahead of the series' return to HBO next April. Don't expect any mail tomorrow as the Postal Service is suspending mail delivery and retail service in honor of former President George H.W. Bush. Wednesday has been designated as a national day of mourning. The Postal Service says there'll be a limited package delivery service that day. In sports, Knicks lost to the Wizards, Nets lost to the Cavaliers. The Lightning, they ripped the Devils 5-1, and in Monday Night Football, it was the Eagles over the Redskins 28-13.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.